Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're joined on the line now by Advocate Thuliso Tepanyana, the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission. Good morning, Advocate.
Good morning to you.
Advocate, our conversation today is how do we bridge the gap between South Africans and foreign nationals? And the major problem we seem to find is when we talk about foreign nationals, we're talking about Africans. We're talking about people from other African countries. Now, I traveled to Congo in 2008, and in 2009, I spoke at the United Nations Peacekeeping Conference. And one of the matters I spoke about was this issue of irredentism, is that we seem to forget that the borders we have in Africa are not defined by the peoples of Africa. They were colonial borders. And this, of course, has had a massive impact on the people of Africa for a very, very long time. Do we still have an issue pertaining to Africans accepting other Africans? Why do we find in South Africa this issue between South Africans blaming foreign nationals for all their woes?
Yeah, there's a problem really on many levels, as you say, the issue of colonial borders, the issue of the education and understanding that you know we are all African, but of course it also has to do a lot with apartheid, where there was separation between black people in South Africa and the rest of the continent. But sadly, you know, this is also a manifestation of when things go wrong in the country, the economy, everything else, people always want to stay broke. And I think what has been happening in this country for the past years is to stay broke black foreigners, as these are the problems for our country, as far as corruption, crime, and everything else, and then if they disappear, then our problems will be resolved. That's a very simplistic, but also a very dangerous approach, which we are allowing as a country.
Advocate, we seem to be losing you there. Are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Ah, that's much better. So, Advocate, we constantly, whenever things are getting out of control in South Africa, the blame gets put onto foreign nationals. And when we term foreign nationals, let's just be honest and outright, we're talking about other African nations. And we're seeing now there was even an attempt to blame the tavern shootings on foreign nationals. There was this blame game to state that A, it was turf wars between foreign gangs, and B, in one instance, it was a turf war between Lesotho nationals. They went as far as to specifying a specific group of individuals. And we see now more and more in the media when they speak about a criminal being arrested, or an alleged criminal for that matter, because they haven't necessarily been charged in court, but we're seeing two Nigerians arrested for this, two Zimbabweans arrested for this, a Mozambican was arrested for this. And it wasn't like this a few years ago. We didn't specify where the person came from. Have you seen this in the media of late? Do you think it's cause for concern?
It is quite worrying. I mean, we don't talk about white criminals, where they come from, or even criminals. So this, I think, actually a dangerous stereotype. And then I think government is also partly to blame for this, but also, you know, Chapter 9 bodies like Human Rights Commission must also stand up and, you know, come out very strongly about it, because it's quite dangerous. I mean, you can imagine if we start an enhancing level of animosity between us and our neighbors, whom we need for trade and many other purposes, it's actually quite scary. And I think, you know, it's also diverting the attention from those who are responsible for the mess we're into in terms of crime, corruption, forcibility by the government. And therefore, this issue of stereotyping foreigners, particular foreigners, is, as I'm saying, very dangerous. Look at the issue of the long-distance culture. Yes, there are problems there. But again, you blame foreigners. What about the role of government departments, which are supposed to ensure that, you know, there's no abuse in the system? Well, they went much to transport departments instead of blocking highways, as an example.
A very valid point. Advocate Thuliso Tepanyana, Chief Executive Officer of the South African Human Rights Commission, we do appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule to join us this morning.
Thank you.